Now let me move on, because this is a tremendous chapter, and it has the interpretation for the nation Israel. But again, the application for us today is so beautiful. Verse 5, "And I said, let them set a clean turban upon his head. So they set a clean turban upon his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord stood by." Now, I think this is something that is just a little something that's added that's quite beautiful. Now, the garments of the high priest had included a turban that he was to wear. And on that turban, it was in Hebrew, "Holiness unto the Lord." And don't you see that this man didn't have a turban? Because he certainly, in those dirty garments, is not holiness unto the Lord. But this is just something added. Holiness unto the Lord. The turban is given to him now, and it will have on it holiness unto the Lord. He's going to be used of God now, just as this nation in the future, after the church is removed, will be the witnesses for God, and then in the millennium, they will be the priesthood, the entire nation, a priesthood down here upon this earth, just as the church is a priesthood of believers today. Let me keep reading now. "And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among those who stand by." Now, I think the interpretation there is quite obvious. He says to Joshua, "You're dirty." He says to the nation Israel, "You're dirty. Now I have a redemption. And that redemption will enable me to extend my grace and mercy to you. And I'm going to save you. Now, if you want to be used, though, you're going to have to stay clean. You're going to have to walk in my ways. You will have to be obedient unto me." Now, he's not only saying it to Joshua, he's saying it to this nation. He's not only saying it to this nation, but he's saying it to you and me today in the New Testament, is he not? That if ye love me, keep my commandments, he says. If you want to enjoy and rejoice in the love of God, my friend, you're going to have to be obedient to Christ. There's no other way. This idea today that somehow or another I'm saved by grace and I'll do as I please. If you do as you please, you're not saved by grace. Because that's too inconsistent. They don't go together. If you've been saved by grace, you'll want to please him. Because he said, if you love me, and certainly you're going to love the one who's died to save you. And if you've really accepted him and truly trusting him, you're resting upon him. And if you're resting upon him, my friend, you'll want to walk in his way. You'll want to be obedient unto him. You'll want to do what he wants you to do. Couldn't be any other way.